You are listening to Making Bank, where we uncover the mindset and success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business.
Welcome to Making Bank. I am Josh Felber, where we uncover the mindset and the success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business today. I'm super honored for today, my two-time guest, Chris Record. I want to welcome you back to Making Bank, man.
Thanks, bro. I'm glad to be here.
For sure. Super excited. Chris has been was a year ago, I think it was, when we interviewed. About a year ago now.
That was a year here.
It was here. That's why I was like, wait a minute, I paused. A year ago, and total transformation, big changes from last time, and I'm super excited to dive into just, you know, what's going on today. I know you have a really cool teachings that you're doing, masterminds that you've rolled out, and you've moved from Scottsdale or Phoenix to Las Vegas. So we got to know about that and what's going on, and see how we can help you guys make more bank.
Awesome.
Cool, man. Well, I guess kind of catch us up, because last time we talked, you had a lot going on. You had Techademics, and you were rocking out daily shows and raps and everything else. So kind of catch us up to speed for a minute.
Okay, awesome. So since our last show, I've exited Techademics. Okay. Successful exit. Moved to Las Vegas, Nevada. Started up a brand new corporation, which is flying right now, called Lifepreneur.
Cool.
And also since then, managed to produce 16 music videos, full-blown music videos.
They're awesome.
Entrepreneur apps.
Right.
And over 120 vlogs, literally the day in the life, behind-the-scenes vlogs. And then obviously countless hours of training and courses. So it's been a whirlwind of a year since we last talked.
I mean, you were just crushing. I mean, you had daily shows coming out every day. And I mean, didn't miss a beat, whether it was when we ran into each other in Boise for the influencer event, all the way back to, you know.
You know, what's funny about the Boise influencer event, maybe we can come back to it, but in the airplane ride from Arizona to Boise, I wrote a rap all about ClickFunnels. And the idea was, Peter and I, the idea was, hey, if we see Russell Brunson in person, I'll say, hey, I got an idea for a rap, and I was just going to pull up my phone and rap it. Well, we saw Russell, but it was too busy of an event.
Right.
But I did rap it for the Uber driver inside the Uber and got the Uber driver singing along. Well, as soon as the event was over, I went home, recorded that song in one day, literally recorded it, shot the music video, everything in just one day. And that video ended up being like one of the top producing videos for ClickFunnels.
Oh, yeah.
And it's pretty funny. It's like a parody video all about ClickFunnels. I know you and your kids have heard
it. And they love
it. And that was from that event. That's when that came from.
I saw you guys like, dude, we just wrote this rap on ClickFunnels. And like my buddy Lee's texting me. And, you know, so that, I mean, that's super cool what you can do in like one day.
I was with Lee.
Yeah,
when I
you
wrote
were.
It, literally on the airplane.
I think he made the video.
Yep, he made the video. So it's crazy. Like, the idea here is that, not that I'm a rapper,
right,
but the idea is that I love doing things where I can have fun. Because if you're having fun, it doesn't feel like work. And, you know, work is a four-letter word. You got to avoid four-letter words, right? So fun, you got to have fun and excitement and passion. It's not about how good of a rapper I am or not. It's just about, hey, let's do a parody rap song all about ClickFunnels. And it worked. They loved it. It was exciting.
And the cool thing, too, is you're rapping at ClickFunnels.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, I'm going to be at Funnel Hacking Live this year, so you'll see me there as well.
Awesome. So, videos, raps, and you know, now you rolled out Lifepreneur.
Yep.
And so maybe give us a quick overview on what is Lifepreneur and what's that mean to you?
Absolutely. So Lifepreneur is like the word entrepreneur. We're actually redefining that word. See, for me, the definition of entrepreneur is all about the hustle, the grind, the self-employment, even being like a solopreneur. But it's all about working hard and working for yourself, which is good. But for the last several years, I've worked so hard, 100-hour weeks even, sometimes long time away from family, traveling and everything, that I was sacrificing things that I really wanted to do in life in order to make more money and have a successful business. Well, I'm not saying entrepreneurship is bad. I'm just saying that before you know it, you're trading away so much time for money that you're never really enjoying life. And so that's why I wanted to redefine the word and call it Lifepreneur. So Lifepreneur is all about, instead of just being a hardworking entrepreneur, it's about being a balanced entrepreneur, right? Focusing on really, like what we do is these four things. One is, we want to take you and give you the best version of yourself, help you become the best you, level up. your own self. That starts with the inner game. Mm-hmm. So we want people to focus on personal development, mindset, train what's inside, because whatever you do inside is going to come out. So develop your inner game. And then also your physical game, like get in the best fitness of your life, get in the best health of your life, just be the best version of you possible, become like a warrior, right? And so that's investing time into yourself.
Right.
But we also want you to make money and invest money into yourself, because this is the other analogy that really always stuck with me, which is, you can't help somebody out of a ditch if you're in the ditch with them.
Right.
If you get yourself out of the ditch, then you can reach back and you can help them out. Or another example that's more real for me is like welfare. Growing up with my mom on welfare, if I'm on welfare, I can't help other people off of welfare. But if I can successfully get off of welfare myself and find a solution, then I can start bringing everybody with me. So it's all, what you don't realize is that you've got to be selfish in order to be selfless.
Right?
You've got to help yourself out. If you're struggling with debt, if you're struggling with secret pain, your life might look good on social media, but if you're actually struggling behind the scenes, you're never going to make much of an impact. But if you take care of yourself, get debt free, make sure your stuff's paid for. And where people get confused is they think that buying something nice for yourself is bad. It's not. I want people to have such an abundant relationship around money where there's always enough money around that they just don't think about it that way. They don't think about whether or not this is a good purchase. Should I get this on the menu or this, which is more affordable? Should I go to Walmart or should I go to Nordstrom? Those decisions shouldn't make a difference in your life.
Right.
You should have such an abundant mindset around money that you create so much wealth around you that there's plenty to go around. There's enough money for you, for your family, for your friends, for your peers, for charities and everything. So it's about really getting to an abundance about personal development and inner game and also wealth creation.
Okay.
And then what I do in Lifepreneur is I teach them how to make money and how to automate it so that they can create passive income so that they can actually have time, true time to do the things that they want to do. And I built this out of like kind of a, not a regret, because that's a strong word, but as I look back in hindsight, the one thing I would have done differently is I would have automated more things and created more time freedom for myself. Because at the end of the day, you can make money and lose money, but you can make it again.
Sure.
But when you lose time, you can't get it back.
That's right.
And so people right now are trading time for money. They're trading 40 hours a week, or become an entrepreneur, now they're trading 60 or 80 hours a
double
week.
Double almost.
Double. Yeah. They're trading that time for money. When everybody should sit down for a second and say, here we are, it's 2018. How can I trade money for time? Time is the more valuable asset.
And no, I mean, that's the truth. And I think it happens, so many entrepreneurs, you know, us, even me included, as you get, you're so focused, or you got that grind, that hustle, that desire just going, and you lose track of that time because you're working that 80 hours a week and you're trying to make it and everything else. And like you said, I think you have to create that around your lifestyle. So you take that business, that what you want to do, and make it fit your lifestyle that you want to fit. Is that what you're saying with Lifepreneur?
It's exactly it. So I'm not necessarily setting everybody up with the same cookie cutter business.
Sure.
What I'm doing is I'm instead teaching principles to be able to automate. It goes back to the first time that I really started studying this was from a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad and Cashflow Quadrant by Robert Kiyosaki. He took you on a journey from an employee to becoming self-employed, to becoming a business owner, to becoming an investor. Ultimately, if you follow that path and you become an investor, then you're trading money for time.
Sure.
But the problem is that most people don't make it to that quadrant, at least not successfully. Most people get stuck in either the self-employed quadrant or the business owner quadrant. It's already enough of a hustle and grind just to be able to get out of your job and work for yourself. And then what happens is you get into this concept of more, more, more. So I've done this before where I've taken a company and said, you know, I'm going to get employees. And I scaled a company up to 100 employees with full-time salary and benefits and everything, a 25,000 square foot office where things are cranking. But what you're realizing is all your time goes into that. Even though you have all these employees and you're a business owner, you're not necessarily more of a passive investor.
Sure.
Whereas a passive investor would be more like take the money and invest it into cash flowing real estate, cash flowing businesses, different things that you could do, passive investments to let your money do the working for you.
Okay.
And that should be where everybody should be, is like these little dollars that you have in your pocket, these are little soldiers that you're gonna send out like an army to go to battle for you so you don't have to be in the trenches battling. But we forget, because we're as self-employed professionals, we're so like passionate about what we do, we want to be the person doing it. And it's very, very difficult. The next book I read on this was The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. And The 4-Hour Workweek really talks about the idea, the concept on a high level of being able to figure out ways to delegate more to be able to free up more time. And if you delegate more and you get different people working projects and maybe get a project manager to manage them, then you can begin to trust in that process, trust in outsourcing, and spend less time per week working on those tasks yourself. But so many of us fall victim to reading the book, understanding it, getting it, and yet we still write our own emails, and we still, you know, we still manage, like, when a graphic comes in, we're like, no, I need it to look exactly this way, right. I need this to be exactly that, change the font, and we end up being the directors of our own show for our own life, and we love it, so we can never get away from the passion, but I want to help people understand how to get that same result, but have time freedom to truly do it. What my end goal is with Lifepreneur is to create an army, if you will, of over 100,000 people.
Okay.
That if we have, every single month I want to find a different cause to support. Like last month we just did cancer awareness, helping a family raise money. They raised $225,000 for their family. And every single month we want to focus on a different like autism awareness and diabetes awareness and all these different diseases that we can help fight. And I want to create a GoFundMe page, and I want to have these 100,000 Lifepreneurs descend upon this page, donating whatever they can, whether it's $5 or $10 or $20. But if you get 100,000 people donating $10 each, there's $1 million. And then also sharing those profiles, sharing it, and making these go viral every single month, putting together an effort for this, for different causes. And the way that I'm gonna make the most impact is if I educate my Lifepreneurs how to be able to make more money and automate their business, then they're gonna have more time and money to volunteer and be philanthropists. And that's where they're gonna find the balance. That's what a lot of entrepreneurs are missing, is the volunteer aspect and the philanthropy aspect, which will give them more meaning behind their money. They're gonna be able to make money matter rather than just make money. And really the mission and the vision behind Lifepreneur.
And I think they get, you get so caught up into, okay, cool, I'm making the money, you kind of forget that give back or that, that mission, what's really behind it. Mm-hmm. And so that's really cool how you're kind of tying it all together, being able to say, all right, we're going to grow, we're gonna create wealth, and we're gonna help you get your time back, as well as figure out a way to give back and help other causes out there.
Exactly, because I believe, in my heart, I believe everybody has good intentions. Right. I give everybody the benefit of the doubt. I had good intentions, but I would always say things like, man, one day I'm gonna help this charity so much.
Right.
And as much as I intended to do it, it wouldn't get done. Yet, I had no problem working 80 hours that week for a business to create money.
Sure.
And the problem is as good intended, as, no matter what your intentions are, no matter how pure they are, we fall into this vicious cycle, especially entrepreneurs. And that's why what people don't realize is that, yes, I do believe transcending from an employee to an entrepreneur is a great move.
Right.
What all I'm encouraging you to do is go from employee to entrepreneur to Lifepreneur. That's really all I'm trying to do, is help you become a preneur of life, not just a preneur of money. Just become all about life. Find the balance in life where you're doing the things that you love, buying the things that you want, living in the house that you want, driving the car that you want, having the clothes that you want, but also finding the balance of supporting charities, supporting people, mentoring people, giving time, volunteering, being hands-on, getting an experience out of life that you can't get from just making more money. And then, when now you have money and you have time, do something impactful, do something meaningful with your life. Find something that you can get behind and leave a dent in the universe so that when we pass on, there's something left of our legacy that lives on. And I'm not just talking about wishy-washy stuff. This is a reality. Yeah. Almost everybody's business can be automated and delegated to an extent. And what I'm doing is I'm helping people get out of the way, especially people who are celebrities of their own business. Like, for example, with Josh Felber, to an extent, you're a celebrity here of this business. This show is difficult to be able to go on without Josh Felber.
Right.
But it could be, but the brand could live on if done correctly.
Sure.
So what I do is I take people like yourself and look at your business and figure out, what could we do to automate and delegate to the point where this grows even while you're in Hawaii for a month? Mm-hmm. And it grows even while you're at your kids' events. And it grows and grows and grows, and still it builds the brand. What I teach people to do is to be the celebrity of their own business, rather than the celebrity of the business.
Right.
Treat yourself as if you hired a celebrity. If you hired a famous musician or a famous actor, whatever, to be the face of the business, treat yourself like the face of the business, so the business runs and you're just the face of it. So that's just an example. We automate. We use automated sales funnels. We use advertising to be able to scale, and we help everybody create passive income with their business.
Cool. So we got a lot of people, and I know they're probably thinking, okay, how, he's talking about automation, what's maybe some simple steps that we can utilize to automate some basic things?
Yeah. So let's get into some details. Obviously, we don't have, PowerPoint presentations or computer stuff. An example would be this. An example would be, if you have something to sell, let's say you have something that you sell, whether it's maybe you're selling consulting, maybe you're a consultant, or maybe you're a coach, or maybe you have a course online that you're selling, or maybe you're a real estate agent or a loan officer, whatever it is, if you have something that people could buy from you, what I would say is the first thing you want to look at is what's called an automated sales funnel. what you'd want to do is you'd want to go online and you would want to build out a sales funnel that takes people on a journey to eventually end up inquiring about your products or services, and then figuring out how can you set it up once and get leads for months, right? Set it up once and continue to get results for months. That is the biggest thing. What I watch people do is they work so hard, grinding to try to stir up business, try to get leads, try to get traffic, try to get sales, try to get follow-up, and they're so busy all the time, answering their phone, answering two phones, three phones now. And instead, what if you just set up a funnel online, and you use like Facebook or Instagram ads to be able to drive traffic to it? They come in, they go onto an email list. From that email list, you write like 10 or 15 emails that go out automatically. So if you subscribe today, on day one, you're gonna receive this email. Day two, this one, day three, this one. And if my grandma subscribes next week, she's gonna receive the same exact emails as you, just a week later. Sure. So you create one. So if somebody goes in your funnel, they subscribe, they start getting automated emails that go out to them every single day. And then the next step they go is they maybe watch a sales presentation from you. And you don't even have to sell them something on this, but they watch a sales presentation. It's like an auto webinar or a replay video. And now you've done the video once, but it's gonna continue to be seen by thousands and tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people. Rather than you hustling and grinding, you do the work once and then continue to run people through it. Now they watch this webinar presentation. Now maybe there's a form they could fill out to contact you to start doing business with you. They fill out that form. Now you don't have to be the one to contact them back. You get somebody else to contact them back and somebody else to do the sales and somebody else to sell. So what happens is you end up with a funnel. You end up with a traffic source that can be automated, and you can use an agency or whoever to run the traffic, and they end up going through your funnel, becoming a subscriber, getting on your email list, becoming a buyer, buying a certain small product or whatever, and then they get access to you, but the access to you doesn't have to be live. The access to you could be, you know, maybe I can create a digital course. I can create 10 videos teaching people how to make your own, you know, video podcast, or how to make your own show, or how to be the expert of your own business, or how to be able to create authority or influence or fame. So someone like you, I could take something like this and say, if you created a course with like 10 videos, put it in a membership area and built an automated funnel to lead people to it, you can make an extra $1 million a year just on the side of this business, just from that automated sales funnel. And the best part is, this business requires your time, that business doesn't. You do that business once and you get paid for months or years. And that kind of passive income is really what dials in. Now you look at it and go, then I teach what's called business inception, the business in a business model. We go, okay, Josh Felber, Making Bank is the main business. But what are the businesses inside of it? Maybe maybe you have an agency. Maybe people go, hey man, I wanna make some bank, how can I? You say, well, Josh Felber also has an agency that can set up your sales funnels, can set up your email marketing, can set up your stuff, and you don't have to be the one to do it. You can simply find people that are experts, match them up, and be the middleman. Or another thing is, you know, Josh Felber can be speaking. Maybe you can have, you know, speaking credentials, hire me to speak at your next event or whatever it is. The business in a business, it's called business inception. Business in a business in a business. Think about like movie theaters. When you go into movie theaters, what is the business? It's buying a movie ticket and watching a movie and going into a theater. But that's not their real business. No. What's their real business? Concessions. Movie theaters are in the business of concessions. Movie theaters is like a big, almost like a big propaganda tool to get you to go buy sugar water at $7 or $8 a cup, you know, or popcorn, little kernels of corn for $8 for a box, you know. That's the real business that they're in. They don't make a lot of money off the tickets. The tickets are what's called a loss leader. In order to get you to buy a ticket, think about how much advertising is out there. Think about the millions of dollars on these blockbuster movies, and then they're getting you to go into the tickets, but there's overhead of the whole movie theater and everything. Where's their profit? Their profit is on the 10 cents it costs for a cup, or 5 cents it costs for a cup, and then the 3 cents it costs to fill it with sugar water, and then they're going to sell it to you for $7. That's their profit margin. Every business has a business within a business. This is business inception. Once you understand this, maybe you get people to come into your 10 video series about how to create expert authority. And then you just create 10 videos once. You create an automated sales funnel, but now all these people are on your email list. Maybe that just breaks even, but every day maybe getting 100 more people on your email list, 3,000 a month, you know, 100,000 a year, whatever it ends up being. And now you got these 100,000 people on your email list, and now you can promote more offers. You can be a ClickFunnels affiliate and say, hey, if you guys want to set up your own funnel, here's a free training. All you got to do is sign up for ClickFunnels and get my free training. Hey, if you guys want to get your own e-commerce business, sign up for my free training and I'll show you how, and use Shopify. And you start becoming an affiliate for all of these different, even Lifepreneur. We pay like up to $1,000 per referral when people refer to me. So you just go, hey, here, learn more about Lifepreneur. Here's a link. And that email list all you're doing is you're off in Hawaii, you wake up in the morning, you send an email, and that email, eventually, when you get good, that email will make you more money, and so much money you pay for the whole trip with one email you sent. Maybe you snap a picture and go, hey, you know, me and my family out here in Hawaii just enjoying this, and it made me realize how important having a sales funnel is, and I've got access right now to click the link for a free training on building your own sales funnel using ClickFunnels, and you guys will learn how I've been able to develop this lifestyle. Now you're off in Bora Bora, taking a little video, and you're making 50 grand from it. So automation is the key, and learning how to be able to delegate, learning how to find other people to do the tasks that you normally would do. And it's difficult. You got to trust people. They're never going to do as good of a job as you could do. It's not easy, otherwise we'd all be doing it. But the sooner you start to automate your business and get your life back, trade your money for time, not time for money.
Cool. No, that's awesome. And, you know, thanks for helping me build out the course mentally.
Actually, outside of this, I'd be glad to sit down with you and show you some ideas that I'd have
for
that.
No, what's funny is that every time I run into Bon Halbert, he keeps like, dude, you keep talking to me and you still have not made money. You don't set this up to make money.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know, I just give tons of free value and don't worry about it.
This is that solopreneur life. Like, and it's not that you're doing it right or wrong. You're becoming the face of the business. This is what I did for 20 years.
Yeah.
Whatever. So you're becoming the face of the business and everybody will fall in love with you. It'll be a great tool for you to go out and make the connections. But the moment that you automate this and create, wealth can be created. Someone like yourself, literally, wealth can be created. Millions of dollars can be created on the business in a business model. Whereas this is the movie theater and the movie tickets.
Right.
And there's a model behind it. That is the concessions.
The sugar water.
The popcorn and the sugar water.
Awesome. Well, we got a few minutes left. Why don't you let everybody know where they can get more information on Lifepreneur, any kind of trainings. I mean, I know you got tons of stuff on YouTube as well, but let them know where to find out.
Yeah, absolutely. So Lifepreneur, depending on when you're watching this video, I'm not sure when, but Lifepreneur officially launches summer of 2018. So if you're watching this and it's past summer, then you could just go to lifepreneur.com and you can see us. If you happen to be watching this before we launch, I'll give you like a little insider back end opportunity where we have something called lifepreneurlaunch.com. Just the word, just like entrepreneur, but lifepreneurlaunch.com. And you can go there and kind of get a little sneak peek at what we're doing behind the scenes. We got a great opportunity and huge discounts for people jumping on board with us before we launch. But Lifepreneur is essentially an opportunity where we're going to teach you how to make money, teach you how to automate that income, and then teach you how to scale your business and teach you how to multiply your wealth. So we do this. It's called Build, Grow, Scale, Multiply. Right? We want to teach you how to build out your influence. We want you to become an influencer, somebody who has a lot of reach. Because when it comes time to support causes, we want you to have a voice, a large megaphone. Then we want to teach you how to make money and grow your skills so that you actually have money to donate, but you also have skills to be able to help us market. Then we want to teach you to scale your business. You're making money. How can we help you 10x it so you can be a whale so that when it really comes down to helping, huge causes, we want you to be able to say, hey, we're helping you make 6 figures or 7 figures a year. We'd love some big support on this. And we want you to say, I'd love to support because I wouldn't have had all this wealth if it weren't for the training I went through, right? That's the kind of win-win. It's optional, of course, but we want to help you scale and 10x your business. And then multiplying your wealth, we want to teach you how to get your money working for you, teach you about different types of investment opportunities, not necessarily investment advice, just introducing you to people who truly are creating passive income. And they're going to talk about their real estate portfolios. They're going to talk about how they bought into apartment complexes. They're going to talk about cryptocurrency, what they've done in cryptocurrency. See, while others are losing money, they just end up soaring and making money. They're going to talk about buying passive income businesses. They're also going to talk about investing in others, how they're able to find like young entrepreneurs that are influencers that are super talented. They invest like a little bit of money, like $10,000, and watch that money grow to literally like $100,000 or beyond. I'm going to introduce you to some players inside of Lifepreneur that are actually making it happen. And the end goal is this win-win relationship. At Lifepreneur, if we help you literally make more money, automate your money, scale it, and multiply it to give you time, if we help you do that, all we ask is that you support some of the causes that we put forward, autism awareness, cancer awareness, diabetes, homelessness, people that are on welfare. We're going to pick some great causes, and at the end of the day, we'd love your support, even if you just support $10 each time. We would love your support. We're cause-driven at Lifepreneur, and that's our main mission.
Cool. That's awesome. And I mean, linking that cause with what you're doing in business is huge and just really connects that mission with what you guys believe in.
Absolutely.
With to giving other people that same opportunity, to have that, that you're being able to do. So
absolutely
really cool.
My son, when he was 2 years old, got diagnosed with autism. It's not like I'm just choosing, I'm not just choosing charities to like look good or feel good. Like honestly, Mark Coverson, who we just supported last month, is a close friend, you know, stage four cancer. These aren't, just so people know when you're watching, this isn't just like, hey, we're trying to be charitable so that we look good. This is legitimate. My son got diagnosed when he was 2 years old. We did early diagnosis and early intervention and took him from extreme autism to high functioning autism. Through that process, I modeled that and we're creating an organization that focuses on early diagnosis and early intervention for autistic children ages, you know, 2 to 4 years old, where they're a sponge. I believe we could truly make a difference, and I am asking for your support. And that's what we're going to do with Lifepreneur, is pick worthy causes so we can make money matter.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for coming on Making Bank 2 times in a row. Appreciate all your insight, wisdom. Guys, make sure you rewind this, go back, put it on one time, not two. Jot down all the notes and keep listening and watching it. And Chris, appreciate you again coming on, man. Thank you. Josh. I am Josh Felber. You are watching Making Bank. Get out and be extraordinary.
Thank you for listening to Making Bank. If you have enjoyed this episode, please leave a review. And sharing is caring. Follow Josh Felber on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram for more. You can also listen to Making Bank on Amazon Alexa, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and watch on Apple TV, Success Thinkers Network, Amazon Fire, and YouTube.